This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday Hump Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there actually working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And in addition, a special shout-out out to our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, the men and women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. The bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail from the bulk mail center to the post office so Santa Claus can bring you your Christmas gift. Not to forget about the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse folks listening at the warehouse, thanks very much, as well as the drivers out there listening in their trucks. Thank you for tuning in. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, and we're available over there. You can find us as Captain's America, namely Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now from up there in Michigan, where it might be a little bit chilly this morning, not sure, but it kind of looks like there's cold weather going that way, we've got none other than Ron Edwards.
Good morning.
And a multitude of people are out there. They're running around. They're jumping around. They're applauding. They're in the rain. No, it's not raining. But they're having a good time. There you go. Okay. Thank you very much. Crowds of people. There. Yeah, it's a good morning. Are you
good morning, sir?
Ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here I go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the big news this morning is not necessarily a surprise. I am not surprised, but I did think it would be closer. But Herschel Walker got beat by Warnock. About 98,000 votes was the margin of victory, 2.6% or something like that, and still counting. And it predominantly boiled down to the big city of Atlanta and the big city of Macon, the big city of Savannah, put him over the top. And even though Herschel won the rural areas around Georgia, he didn't have enough in the big cities to get it done.
Well, two factors. It did seem funny that when he was ahead, all of a sudden they said that they had to stop counting or something like that to make some adjustments or whatever. And then when they came back or whatever, it resumed things, then Warlock was ahead. And number two, I just find it odd how people would prefer an individual like Warlock over a Walker who maybe he's not a perfect speaker, but he's an award-winning businessman, and he's done great things in the community, and he loves this country. So I just find it odd.
Well, I don't, because Warnock, you knew, was going to carry Atlanta, and that was a big part of Georgia. He who carries Atlanta usually wins the state, and that's what happened there. And he covered, I mean, he won parts of Atlanta by like 90 percentage points. Unbelievable, some of those totals I saw.
Yeah, and the metro area, too, and these weren't all black areas. I mean, it was just, it was across the board. Where people preferred Warlock over Herschel Walker. So it is what it is, and they'll get what they vote for.
You bet. And now we go back to square one, but I'm going to tell you something. This is my opinion. I'll ask you your opinion of this. I think we have to quit nominating movie stars and people that have names that have no experience in politics whatsoever to run for public office against people that have some sort of political background, whether it's little, big, or whatever. We need to take people that have experience in government or running a business, perhaps, and let that be the guiding line to put our candidates in place. What do you think?
I partially agree. A great business owner like Trump did well, but things didn't go so well the second time around because people preferred the evilness of Joe Biden. Herschel Walker, like I said, is an award-winning businessman, did very well in the community. And so it comes down to what people really want. You can have as much experience as Deputy Droopalong, Mitch McConnell, but what good is that? So it comes down to the people and what they really want.
Yep, it does, and unfortunately, now we got what we got, so we're going to have to live with it for at least 2 to 4. Well, let's see, that's 6 years. The people in Georgia are going to have to live that for 6 years. Now, we don't have enough time to get started on this, so I'm just going to tease this by throwing this out there. The jury found the Trump Corporation guilty of all 9 counts against it, including the scheme to defraud, conspiracy to commit grand larceny, criminal tax fraud, falsifying business records, and other related charges yesterday. In addition, the January 6th Select Committee, has submitted some criminal referrals to the Department of Justice. It's widely expected that Donald Trump's name is going to emerge over there. Hold that thought. We'll get into all that when we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere, folks. And this strange voice from above is going to take us out to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. With retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
We, the people of the United States of America, fully understand the Biden administration, all Democrats and rhinos, want destructive open borders. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Dear Democrats, globalist rhinos, and your legions of illegal border crossers, together you continue to wreak havoc throughout our republic. Most of you illegal border crossers have ventured here by the permission of the Biden administration and others to help them to literally destroy this exceptional nation. We the people realize that you illegal border crossers are part of a means to an evil end, perpetuated against we Americans who simply want to live free in a land where problems are solved with real solutions, where farmers can grow good and healthy food and real clean energy such as natural gas, nuclear power, clean crude oil, etc. can be utilized to take care of our energy needs and be energy independent. Also, we know that Biden and most career politicians seek to bring you illegals here to help eradicate our Judeo-Christian and constitutionally limited heritage. In closing, we the people know that if God be for us, you and your wicked Democrat rhino friends will toil for naught and succumb in utter peril. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern, on TheRonEdwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty. Don't forget, we also tell you about something that I'm about to sample here. You'll hear it live in a living color in a second. But this portion of the program brought to you by Constitutional Grounds, which happens to be a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most other brands. Now, Constitutional Grounds has a delicious taste that many are raving about. And because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Now, here we go. I've got my Turvis tumbler right here, my iced coffee. Oh, boy. Smooth as glass, baby. Smooth as glass. Now, simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display at theronedwards.com, the website. Make your purchase over there, and you'll get the coffee, and you're gonna thank me for it later. It is really good, because constitutional coffee is...
the coffee you want in your cup.
Who was that masked man? Who was that masked man? I'm telling you, came zooming in one door and out the other. Well, I'll tell you what, you can't make this stuff up. The jury found the Trump Corporation guilty of all nine counts against it. Now, I've talked to a couple of my guests about this, including Chris Markowski, including a scheme to defraud and a conspiracy commit grand larceny. Also, there was a criminal tax fraud charge in there, falsifying business records and other related charges, which apparently goes back to this guy who was convicted, was in charge of that group for Trump and got 5 months in prison. I think he may be serving that term now and had to pay a very hefty fine.
I think this is more about political chicanery than actual wrongdoing on the part of Donald Trump. I really don't think that Trump, with all of his successful business dealings in New York and all that he has done and has accomplished, I do not think that Donald Trump is guilty of these charges. I really don't believe that. I could be wrong, but I doubt it seriously. Trump, they say, that faces a total of $1.62 million in penalties.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think, Captain, that this is really true. I think this is a bunch of people that are out to get Trump for whatever reasons. We could get into that, too, as well.
I will in a minute.
Which has nothing to do with actual criminal activity on his behalf. I really don't believe he's guilty.
Now, the House January 6th Select Committee Chairman, Representative Bernie Thompson, a Democrat of Mississippi, has sent over criminal referrals to the Department of Justice from their investigation. It is widely believed, however nobody knows because they're sealed, it's widely believed that Donald Trump's name leads the list. What do you think?
I think it does. I think these people are amongst those who are just chomping at the bit to chop. They're chomping at the bit to chop Donald Trump down. He did note that those would be, they weren't stating at the time whether or not it would include former President Donald Trump, but Thompson did note that those would be separate from the committee's final reports that should be submitted to the Department of Justice. Here again is not more dog and pony show efforts to simply go after Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that's a part of that effort.
All right, we're going to...
These people, it's like they never go to sleep, man.
Yeah, that's true. And they're definitely... This is the vendetta against him being pushed, of course, by Cheney's daughter, Liz Cheney. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Mary in St. Pete. Okay, Mary, what's up?
Hey, good morning. I think that everything Ron spoke of about President Trump is true. I don't think there's anyone else that could fix the economy as well as he could, because it's going to be a real mess in the future. But what I'd like to say, one thing about Florida, is I've been noticing the chemstrips, the chemtrails in the sky. when you look up, they have been like crazy spraying. And I'd like to ask Ron, what exactly is in those chemtrails from those airplanes crisscrossing the skies? Thank you.
What happens when you fly an airplane at, say, 35,000, 36,000 feet?
Well, you do, man, Captain.
You get a chemtrail.
Yeah, there's chemicals.
Mm-hmm. Coming out of the engine. We don't know what it is. Hopefully it's jet fuel, but, you never know. But as far as what they're spraying, I wouldn't go as far as to say that because ain't nobody saying it. Mary did, but that's her opinion. She thinks they're spraying us with something.
Well, Linda, I have read that that there has been things found in the rainfall, you know, as a result of, you know, these sprays and things of that nature. Since I've never, you know, I'm in the air, I'm amongst the clouds, I'm in a jet, I don't know what's actually out there in the air, but I'm not going to discount what they're saying concerning these chemtrails, because I have learned not to be surprised by any possibilities by this government.
Have you ever seen a speed sprayer used in an orchard?
Have I ever done what?
Have you ever seen a speed sprayer used in an orchard, a fruit orchard?
Yes, I have.
You see how far up in the air that stuff goes?
Yes.
You see that it always likes to travel over a distance and goes wherever it goes, wherever it wants to go? Not where you put it, the wind will take it?
Wherever the wind blows it, yes.
Well, some of that stuff is chemical. Some of it is poison. And
yes,
some
it
of
is.
It is very toxic. I know because I came from a fruit farm environment, and my dad used to use that stuff. And by the way, he had to have an applicator's license to use it, a federal applicator's license, which I also had to have later in life when I used it when I was working on the farm in high school doing just that. But I'd be more concerned about that than I would be what's up overhead in the air, because you would be shocked to know what they're spraying in some of these orchards.
Oh, I know it's not good. That's why I try to try my best to get organic products and things of that nature, because
sure.
What these commercial farmers are putting on on the fruits is dastardly.
Yep. All right, let me real quick try to grab somebody else because I just realized I missed my clock here. Okay, go ahead, caller. Is this Eric?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for my call. Real quick, let's say hi to my bro at Station 5 there in Orlando. Anyway, you guys were talking about the election, Warnock, this, that, and the other. I tend to agree with Ron, your assessment, and yours, Catherine, other assessments regarding political witch hunt, President Trump. I'd like people to maybe consider this regarding the Atlanta situation, who needs to vote for what. I have heard and listened with my own ears people that have touted candidates, how they agree with their positions, how they love what they're saying, how they think it worked great for the community, et cetera, but they will not vote for a Republican. I've heard this.
Yep.
I've listened to
me too.
I've listened to other things in the cities. They will not vote for a Republican because he or she is a Republican.
Yep.
And if you want to fix other things, fix the RNC leadership. That's what I got to say. Thanks, sir. Thanks, Chairman.
You're welcome. All right, and Ron, we will
say something real quick. The same people that hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Many of the same people that voted for Kemp refused to vote for Walker, and that to me is very interesting.
Yeah, I found that to be interesting, too. But we'll have to be continuing this later on. Have a great day, my friend.
You too. Take care.
All right. Ron!
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
And to God be the glory.
Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia beat Republican challenger Herschel Walker to win Tuesday's runoff election for Senate. Warnock will lead Georgia for a full six-year term. With Tuesday's victory, the Democrats control the Senate 51-49, and Republicans control the House. Elon Musk has fired Twitter's Deputy General Counsel James Baker over his alleged suppression of internal documents about blocking the post Hunter Biden laptop evidence of wrongdoing. President Trump's family business was found guilty Tuesday of tax fraud with a New York jury, finding the Trump Organization engaged in an off-the-books compensation scheme to pay executives in car leases, apartments, and cash. The organizations could face a fine of roughly $1.6 million. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
With Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. And the Hat Trick with Patrick is hanging on the telephone there. Telephony, as we like to call it sometimes. That would be none other than the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. And good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce.
By the way, it was nice seeing you for lunch yesterday, and I hope you did well by the guys that you were talking to that partook you of your services, which is nice to see.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, it's always good to help out good people and get them the right Medicare plan that they need. And today's the last day, Captain, speaking of that.
Yep.
So if anybody needs anything, give me a call, 813-966-1052, and I will help you out with your Medicare today. Captain, how about the Rams? They claim Mayfield off waivers. Baker Mayfield, former Heisman Trophy candidate and trophy winner, and goes and plays for the Browns, and then goes to the Panthers, and now he's going to the Rams. And that's because Mr. Matthew Stafford, Super Bowl champion of last year, is going to be on the IR. And they had another quarterback get hurt there in L.A. So they need to get somebody over there to, you know, weather the storm for the next few weeks.
Well, I hope that works out for them. But based on his performance, which has been sporadic to say the least, it may not be the greatest thing yet.
Oh, I agree with you, Captain. I agree with you 100%. And then the good news for Jimmy Garoppolo is he's not going to need surgery, Captain, but he's still going to be out another 7 weeks. So, I mean, the best he could hope for is if they made a run and made the Super Bowl, you know, maybe the last playoff game, if they can rush him in. But we'll see what happens. But at least he didn't have to have surgery. And we'll see what happens for him next year. If the 49ers are going to re-sign him, or if he's going to go elsewhere and be a free agent.
This was his contract year, by the way, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens. He's still going to be very serviceable with a foot injury, so that's going to be helpful for him. And should get a chance somewhere, unless the 49ers want to bring him back. And we'll see how Trey Lance does. Their number one draft pick, who got hurt earlier in the year. That's why he got his opportunity to start. So
good.
And it's Kid Purdy. They'll be playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 4:25 this Sunday. How about the Buccaneers Monday night captain? Found a way to bring them back to victory, 17-16.
Well, I am not shocked that that happened, but I'm shocked at the way it happened.
Correct. That's a very good way of putting it. Yeah, it was interesting how they finally woke up there at the end of the game. Thank God the game's 60 minutes, right, Captain?
Yep.
If it was 55, it would have been losers. So,
yep, you're right.
Hey, they found a way. Got to give them credit. Hey, you know, we talked about hooking up for lunch yesterday. You like going down to Bradenton and hooking up Mixon's Fruit Farms for lunch on Thursdays occasionally, right, Captain?
Yep, once a month for sure.
There you go, man. Well, guess what? The Pittsburgh Pirates, that winter home of Pittsburgh down in Bradenton, they won the top pick in baseball's draft lottery yesterday. So I hope they find a good one, and I hope the Pirates can get back to playing some great baseball. It's a great city. They love their teams, man. They love the Penguins. They love the Steelers. They want to root in the Pirates, but they just can't seem to put a winner on the field. Maybe this draft pick can do something special for them. I hope so. We were talking about San Francisco, Captain. Well, Mr. Haniger, great outfielder, okay, signs a 3-year deal with the Giants. $43.5 million, Captain. I mean, these clubs are making $10 million left and right now to play a year of baseball. And everyone thought it would have got to that level. You know, I remember when the first $1 million guy got signed. Yeah. Everybody made a big one. Well, now it's $10 million. It's interesting. To say the least. Another baseball news, Captain, MVP Bellinger, okay, a guy who played for the Dodgers. He's a good ball player. He's going to sign a 1-year deal with the Chicago Cubs. So we'll see what the Cubs will do this year.
You know, I don't think we mentioned Fred McGriff when he got chosen to be finally in the Hall of Fame. We haven't mentioned that. So kudos to Fred. Yeah. A little bit late, but kudos to Fred. The crime dog.
Yeah, isn't that something else? I mean, he had 493 home runs. Normally, if you're at 500, you're automatically in. I mean, it's kind of crazy. 7 home runs away, and we're going to make a link through the senior committee to put him in. You know, he was a decent first baseman also.
Yep.
Also a decent guy.
Yep.
He wasn't a big talker. He just went about and did his job.
Yep.
Tampa native. A lot of Tampa ball players. You know, Florida and California get a lot of great ball players because of the weather. You know, you can play year round as long as you don't burn the kids out. That's the key. So we shall see. But congratulations to Fred. Nice man. I've played in some charity golf tournaments, Captain, with him, and he's a great guy. So very cool. Ramus, that's the hat trick. As our friend Jeff in Sarasota likes to call, since I'm on with you 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the hat trick. Well, he scored 3 goals. Portugal just put it on Switzerland and soccer. So they're going to be a tough team. It's going to be an interesting World Cup. I can't wait for 4 years from now, Captain. I know we don't have a lot of soccer fans out there, but it's getting more popular, Captain. Hey, anything for the USA. I want these kids 4 years when they mature, be 25, 26 years of age. 27. It's going to be prime time for them to do something.
You bet.
I hope they do. You know, Captain, this just happened. Very weird. The Tennessee Titans fired the GM. I mean, 3/4 of the way through the year and you fire the guy? Something doesn't make sense there. I don't get it. And, they weren't happy because he left A.J. Brown go to the Philadelphia Eagles. And he scored 3 touchdowns against them the other day. And I don't know if that was it. It's hard for me to believe that you're going to, you know, you can't sign everybody. You can't keep everybody. And your team, you know, is a great running team, not a great passing team. But just letting go. So, we shall see. Some race car news, man. Now, they're going to be number one ranked iconic NASCAR numbers, 43, old Richard Petty. This kid, Eric Jones, is driving 43 now for Richard Petty.
Yep.
Boy, he was something else. Okay, Captain, he still is. Richard Petty, he's just great for NASCAR. Just a great guy, loves the sport. It's nice to see.
How about our friends over in Orlando listening to us right now? How about the Magic?
Oh, man, the Magic are hurting, Captain. I mean, boy, I'd sure love to get back to the Shaq and Penny Hardaway days for Orlando Magic. But, hey, you know, let's do a shout-out for them. University of Central Florida had a good football season. So everybody out there in Orlando, root your team in there. And be playing in the Military Bowl, Captain.
Yep.
So speaking about the military, Captain, what is today, sir?
December 7th. Many years ago, a day that will live in infamy, Pearl Harbor Day.
Amen, Captain. And there you go. Freedom isn't free, man. And we got to thank our military for this.
Yep.
Every day. And I love helping out the military guys, just like yourself. And, you know, if you're military and need any assistance, please, I can help you out in certain areas also. Please feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. Again, we brought it up earlier in the show. Today is the last day for Medicare unless you get a special election period. You might qualify, you might not. The best thing you can do is call me to see if you get an extra couple days. I'll tell you, if you don't, we're going to have to get together today sometime to help you out and get you on the right Medicare plan for next year. And it's real simple. Just give me a call, 813-966-1052. Patrick Highland, we'd love to have a cup of coffee with you. We'll talk about the insurance needs, Medicare needs, and we'll talk some sports and have some fun, right, Captain? That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and yesterday you helped out some of the guys at the table, the lunch table.
Yeah, exactly. Helped them out with their Medicare. We all had fun talking sports, and that's what it's all about. And just take care of people the way you want to take care of them. And, you know, Brandon Rhymes is coming up next. Listen to him. He's got a great, great points about things and with the Captain, and I agree with everything. You know, do a random act of kindness for your fellow man. We got to get back to civility. We got to get back to 9/12. We got to remember when we got hit by Pearl Harbor those many years ago. Okay, it's gonna be 80 here before we know it, a couple years from now. You know, let's remember how we came together as a country and helped out people. So that's all for me, Captain. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Look forward to talking to you Friday morning. We'll talk about the bowl games and the NFL games on Friday. And I'll see you soon. Thanks.
All right. God. Thank you. All right. Coming up right after the break, Patrick is leaving. The Sports Zone guy. We're coming right back with Brandon Rhymes, the consumer quarterback. You're going to want to listen to that, too. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And now take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just exactly that. This final segment of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. By the way, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs down there in the Sarasota area and the southern part of the Bay Area, Tampa Bay area. Now, you can stop by and see the gang in the store, or you can check them out online, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Remember, folks, that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, their phone number, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you some money along the way and win you some friends and neighbors. And you might even get some of those fresh pastries they got in the back room there. Once in a while, they share them. But don't tell them I sent you, because then they'll know the secret is up, right? Okay, don't tell them. Just go in there and say, hey, I hear you got some great pastries here. All right. Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, is with us. Brandon Rimes, of course, heard on my flagship station here weekday afternoons. So, Brandon Rhymes, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Hey, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Things aren't all that bad, even though Herschel Walker lost up there in Georgia. People will get over it. We'll have to do the best we can. But I will say this. They better get this right pretty quick. These candidates are running. And let me run you, ask you a question just for one quick second here. I think they got to quit running movie stars and professional ball players and this, that, and the other, just because they might have a little name recognition. They need to put somebody in there that's got a little bit of experience. Business experience, perhaps, is always good, or military experience is good, or even a politician's worked his way up the ladder, something like that, that's got a good reputation, a good track record.
Yeah, I think they try to go with the name recognition, and, you know, we've seen, you know, with Dr. Oz and with Herschel, it just didn't work. It's tough to combat, though, when you have big tech against you, the liberal media, you know, just the cards are stacked against these conservatives these days, Christian conservatives especially. So it's hard when you're getting outspent 10-1, and, you know, it's a challenging uphill battle, it seems, for all conservatives.
Yeah, well, it definitely gets your name out in lights when you have the money to put the ads on television and radio and all that. But Warnock didn't spend all his money. He's still got a very large war chest. So he'll be dangerous the next time around.
Yeah, well, I agree. I think we need to run, you know, somebody that's, you know, a little bit more electable, I guess.
Okay, now, we've talked a lot about this. Around the countryside, the housing market isn't doing all that great in many areas. A lot of people are actually not being able to get into their homes because they're not being able to be built because there's just a slowdown of labor and a slowdown of material and an increase in the price of material and all sorts of different things going on. What makes Florida so special in that when we talk to the rest of the country like we are right now, we are experiencing nothing like that? I mean, my God, every time I go down or over the bridge to Lakewood Ranch, it's like a different world down there.
Yeah, there's a lot of growth all over the place. Wesley Chapel, you know, the northern part of Tampa Bay.
That too, yep.
There's a lot of growth, and it is still challenging somewhat with supply chain and labor and, you know, this Biden economy with the inflation being where it's at and just gas prices, all the similar. Everybody's heard those things. But what makes us different is that we have a very good, you know, governing body here that's attracting people. We've got sports. We've got the beaches. We've got freedom. You know, we don't have these mandates and vaccines being forced into people's bodies. We got a governor that stands up to big tech and big corporations and fights for us. So we happy to hear that Ron DeSantis was up for time person of the year, whatever that is worth anyways these days after they give it to, you know, yahoos they give it to, you know, the different people that they've given this award to. I think they gave the last one to the woman of the year was the man that was actually converted or whatever, transitioned. But but real estate in Tampa Bay is still hot, and, you know, throughout the state of Florida, it's still a good market. It has slowed somewhat from the last 6 months, but it's still a low inventory market, and it's only about a 1.5-month supply of inventory with about a 79% absorption rate. So that means it's still a strong seller's market. So it's a good time for sellers, and it could still be a good time for buyers because there's a lack of participation in the buyer side due to the increased interest rates, Captain.
Well, I also notice a lot of people are fixing up their places. There's still a lot of renovations going on where they're actually redoing the outside, maybe even the inside in some cases. A lot of older homes around the area, and I've seen a lot of that going on.
Yeah, it reminds me of back at the last recession we had. People were, instead of buying new, they were just fixing up what they had.
Sure.
So you noticed a boost with the home remodeling companies. We had some home remodeling partners for our show, and they've done well over the years. And, yeah, so that's what people would do is they'd just say, hey, we'll just, instead of buying a new home or looking to move, we'll just take 50, 60 grand and invest it back into our home and update the kitchens and baths.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to do it. By the way, some people are also buying warranted pre-owned vehicles because they can't afford the new ones, but they can afford to get into the other one, provided they got a warranty and away they go.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very similar approach. Is you don't want to bite off the new buy and take on that loss in value when you drive it off the lot. So you can get a value on older homes and older automobiles, and you know, and you still get a good quality vehicle for that. And the inventory is low on the vehicle side as well, due to the supply chain issues happening, you know, with China and some of the chips, the manufacturing that's going on. So yeah, we talked to our auto industry expert, and he talks about that, and there is a, you know, slight move towards the higher fuel efficiencies and things of that nature as well.
So I've always got people asking me this question to ask you, and I'm going to ask it again. What is the number one complaint that you get from the people that call up and say, I got a problem with so-and-so and such, can you help me?
Yeah, if it's in the real estate realm, it's just that, you know, they don't understand the affordability factor. They think they have to put a lot of money down. I think that's probably a misconception. The complaints would be more around different scams that we see. We see scams where people will take an ad that we have for a property that's for sale, and they'll create a fake ad and make it look like it's a rental. So that's one of the things that we see pop up. There's still fraud out there too, with people trying to act like they're posing to sell a home or land. I just had one happen to me a couple weeks ago. There, they posed as the seller for a land piece of property, and you know, kind of faked this out, and then we figured it out. So there's different scams that are happening out there. A lot of people are complaining also about the text messages that they'll be getting to their phones. Kind of a mixed bag as far as that goes, but I think the misconception with buying real estate is the amount of money down.
Well, you can block text messages, but it's kind of hard to block phone calls when they call you and you don't know who it is. And as a business person, you always want to get every call you get coming in, but sometimes I guess it's just better to let it go to voicemail.
Yeah, and it's easy to see. Once you pick up the phone, there'll be a slight delay, and then all of a sudden you'll hear that, you know, where it'll pick up to the dialer. So right then, I just hang up right away and then block the number. So it's a mixed bag of those consumer calls we get. It's interesting. We have, you know, people calling in, talking to our experts and our attorney. So it's great. We love it.
Give us the contact information for you as a consumer quarterback so we can get that out there, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Reach out any real estate questions throughout the country. We can help you. 813-917-1894. Brandon Rhymes, 813-917-1894. Online, consumerqb.com. Our website is consumerqb, like quarterback, .com.
All right. Thank you very much, Brandon. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
Hey, my pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Take care. All right. And, of course, folks, unless you've been hiding under a rock, Mr. Warnock won his race against Herschel Walker. It really wasn't close. It was to begin with, and then he pulled away, so he's going to win that handily, it looks like, right now. And, of course, Donald Trump, you'll hear more about it today. The January 6th committee announced the criminal referrals, and Donald Trump is in big trouble, perhaps there. And, of course, he also was with what happened in New York State, where his corporation wound up getting convicted of all kinds of nonsensical stuff. But anyway, see you tonight. God bless.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.